You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise and exalt you here today. Lord, you've been so good to us. We worship you through studying your word. We worship you through doing what you say in your word. Lead us, guide us, speak to us now where we know that you speak in your word. We listen for your voice. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, I thank you for joining us here today. We're wrapping up the book of Acts at church. Boy, I'm way behind on the radio, aren't I? We're about to start chapter 11 today, and we're going to spend a lot of time in Acts now in the coming weeks, see if we can get caught up here at church. We have about another 2 weeks left on our study in the book of Acts, and we meet Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. I invite you to come and join us sometime on Wednesday night for Bible study, 6 to around 7 or 7:15. We are going to pick it up. We have chapters 27 and 28 left. Then we'll be going to 1st and 2nd Peter. And after that, I've made the decision that I'm going to start teaching again, Revelation, verse by verse, here coming up at church Wednesday night. So that's our schedule here. But here today, let's pick it up here in Acts chapter 11. Now remember where we left off. Peter was preaching at Cornelius' house, is where we left off. And verse 43, Peter says this. It says, to him, capital H, speaking of Christ, to him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Now, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. Remember, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay, all those of the circumcision who believed were astonished. This is verse 45. As many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter said, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit, same as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay for a few days. Now, chapter 11. Now, the apostles and the brethren who were at Judea, they heard the Gentiles also had received the word of God. And when Peter came to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him, saying, you went into uncircumcised men and ate with them. But Peter explained it to them in order from the beginning, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, an object descending like a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me. When I observed it intently and considered, I saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But I said, not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered my mouth. Verse 9. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God has cleansed, you must not call common. Now, this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. At that very moment, three men stood before the house where I was, having been sent to me from Caesarea. Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in the house who said to him, "Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved." And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as upon us at the beginning. Now, verse 16, this is where I want to camp out here in today's program. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, "John indeed baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." You see, friends, this is how it works. And the Lord said it was going to be this way. John 16, 13, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He, the Holy Spirit, shall glorify me," that's the Lord Jesus Christ, "for he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you." Also, check out this verse out of John. John 14, 25, it says, "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost," or the Holy Spirit, "whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." You see, the Holy Spirit of God, who resides in each and every one of you, will bring to your recollection not only the things that Jesus said, but all of Scripture. And this is exactly what happened to Peter. The Holy Spirit reminded him. At exactly the right moment, the Holy Spirit will use the Word of God to remind you. At exactly the right minute, the Holy Spirit will use the Word of God to instruct you. But let me ask you this question. What happens if you don't know the Word? Well, let me say this. If you don't know the Word as a longtime Christian, then you're toast. If you don't know the Word as a new believer, then I have learned that God takes this into consideration, and God will do something for you that he won't do for others. That's the way he operates. He has his tractor beam around new believers, and lots of times he won't let them be deceived. I'm sure many of you know what I'm talking about. Remember when you very first were saved? Maybe some extraordinary ways the Lord spoke to you, revealed himself to you, maybe through dreams and visions or speaking to you through his word. And now, maybe years later, he doesn't quite deal with you the same way that he did back when you first were saved. That's what he does. But if you are an experienced believer, if you've been walking with the Lord for a long time, he expects you to know his word, because it's the word of God that the Holy Spirit will use to bring up to your remembrance. But if you don't know the word, then this isn't going to happen to you. No word, no instruction. Involved in a bad situation? The Holy Spirit says, "Do not be yoked together with an unbeliever." Do you know that scripture? 2 Corinthians 6. Do you complain all the time? The Holy Spirit says, "In everything rejoice." Murmur and complain in times of trial? The Holy Spirit says, "Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance." How about this one? Are you being offered a mark on your right hand or on your forehead so that you can buy? So that you can sell, so that you can buy some food for your wife and children? The Holy Spirit speaks the word back into your spirit. The Holy Spirit says, If any man worship the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or in his hand, the same will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, that is undiluted, into the cup of his indignation. And he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. I encourage you, friend, know the word of God. Make the word of God your study today and always. Know the word. The Holy Spirit uses the word of God to instruct you. Always. This is how he operates. He uses the word. It's the word of God the Holy Spirit will bring to your recollection to help you out and to instruct you and lead you and guide you and warn you and encourage you. Hebrews 5:13, it says, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. I like to call this person, to use old football terms, that would be a peewee Christian. Or actually in football, it's Pop Warner. Do you find yourself to be a peewee Christian? Or to use a bowling term, are you in the PCL? That's the Professional Christian League, where those who know the Word of God are a member of. Those who know the Word. Those who know their Heavenly Father. Those who know their Lord Jesus Christ. Those who know the Word. Those who know deception. Those who know and hear a lie when they hear it and see it. How about you? Are you in the Professional Christian League? Are you a professional Christian? Or are you a peewee Christian? Do you know deception? Do you know a lie when you hear it? Everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food, Hebrews 5:14, solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You probably heard me preach on this many times. A sermon I preached before entitled, How's Your Diet? We looked at this. How well do you know the word of God? This word exercise is the word gymnos, where our word gymnasium comes from. How are you doing in God's gymnasium? Do you know a lie when you hear it? You and I need to have our senses exercised so that we can discern good and evil, because things around us sometimes aren't what they appear to be. Well, we're about out of time here for today. Again, I ask you the question today for you to contemplate. Are you a peewee Christian? Now, I'm not saying new believer, but have you been walking with the Lord for a long time, but you don't know his word? Or are you, I say, a professional Christian? That is, how well do you know God? How well do you know his word? Like being a bank examiner, are you able to spot a counterfeit when you see it or hear it? These bank examiners, they study the real McCoy. They don't study the counterfeit. They know the real thing. So when a counterfeit comes their way, they can spot it and identify it. We're out of time. We'll be back again tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.